Let's go back again this morning. Same chapter, same book, same verses. Part two. Hallelujah. I don't know whether I'll finish it today or not.
Amen.
Yesterday I just got through two pages of about 10. Praise God. And I want to tell you, before I start this morning, I believe that people need to worship God in spirit and in truth. Both. Both. Praise God. Amen. All right. Leviticus chapter 9, verse 22. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them. Praise God. And the word bless, blessed, and blessing is mentioned over 4,000 times in the Bible. That's a lot of blessing. And came down from offering of the sin offering and the burnt offering and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out. And what? Come on here, talk to me. And what? Blessed the people. And, conjunction, bringing two facts together, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. There came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Amen. I don't have time this morning. Maybe I'll just change here. Amen. We certainly don't have time to rehearse all that we went through yesterday. But I want to talk to you part two on emotions. Amen. I told you yesterday the word emotions is taken from the root word emote, which means to give expression. To show some sort of expression. The word emotion is a derivative of the word emote, which means to move, excitement, feeling, physical reaction, subjectively experienced a strong feeling, and physiologically involving changes to prepare the body for immediate and vigorous action. Amen. And I told yesterday that what Webster's telling us in that definition, amen, that this physical body responds to something that causes this physical body to become emotional. Well, I want to pick up this morning, if the Lord will help us for a while. Don't mistake that emotion for the blessing. But we got to have the blessing. Amen. I said we got to have the blessing. praise God. I hear somebody say, I feel like crying. Well, cry. Amen. But crying is not the blessing. I hear somebody else say, I feel like shouting. Well, bless the Lord, shout. But that shouting is not the blessing. Amen. Somebody else says, amen, I want to dance in the Spirit. Well, just go ahead. But that dancing is not the blessing. Come on here. I feel like running. Well, praise God, we've already had that this morning. Best thing I can tell you to do is just run. But that running is not the blessing. Come on here. Amen. Amen. The emotion is only a result of the blessing. If we can get the blessing, the emotion will follow. Come on. Amen. And sometimes I think we get the cart before the horse. We want the emotion whether the blessing comes or not. Amen. And then when you get through
that is all you've got is just an emotion. Now, let me say this. I hope you can get a hold of this just right. Amen. There is a fine line between charisma and the anointing. Yeah, it is. A lot of folks have got charisma and talent and ability. Amen. And they can, come on here, they can sway people with their words. Amen. But there, that doesn't mean that the anointing of the Holy Ghost is there. Amen. Performance is one thing. The anointing is another. Not many people can tell the difference between performance and the anointing. Help me here. Amen. But performance, help me. After charisma and performance is done, it's like punching the tape recorder off, it's over. Amen. There's nothing lasting to help you tomorrow. There's nothing, amen, to give you the ability, the stick ability that you're going to need to face the opposition that comes. But glory to God. When the blessing comes, help me here. When the blessing comes, when the anointing comes, when the power comes, when the presence of God comes, amen, hallelujah, it will give you the ability, amen, to fight for God in the truth and to live for the Lord every day. Help me here. Amen. The Bible talks to us about being filled with the Spirit. I've seen people come to the altar and pray, amen, for tongues when they're praying for the Holy Ghost. I believe in speaking in tongues. Anybody here believe in speaking in tongues? Come on here. I believe in speaking in tongues. But tongues is not the blessing. Come on here. I remember years ago, back in the 50s, when Jack Coe was living, he emphasized that tongues was not the blessing, that you needed the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, when you go into a shoe store and ask them for a pair of tongues, they think he's nuts. Amen. You go to a shoe store and you ask, amen, to try on a pair of shoes, and the tongues come with it. Come on here. Amen. We need to seek for God and for that spiritual walk with God, the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It was not the shouting that these people, come on here, amen, received. It was the blessing, the presence of God that came down. Amen. When, great Lord, when the presence of God came down, there was a manifestation from the people. They saw the Lord. They saw the fire. Amen. They sensed that God was in this place. And then they shouted. And then they fell on their faces. Help me here. This speaking in tongues is only the evidence. Come on here. Is only the evidence of what you have received. The speaking in tongues is not the blessing. Amen. The Holy Ghost infilling, the baptism of the Spirit. Amen. Is the blessing. Amen. God help us. Amen. To seek for the blessing.
Yeah. Help me, Lord. If you take that emotion and mistake it for the blessing, then you base your walk with God on a physical demonstration. And if you don't shout them after Sunday night service, in midweek service, and it just back to the norm, come on here, amen, they'll probably leave you, amen, if you don't shout them pretty regular. Don't y'all fall out with me here this morning. There are some churches, really, there are some churches that are built on music and singing.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, they draw a crowd on just their music and their singing and their talent and ability, their performance. Ah, but if you don't keep that music, amen, in the priority slot, come on here. You don't keep that singing in the priority spot when they go to the church. Amen. Your crowd will dwindle away. Amen. Because they're basing what they have on an emotional experience. Hallelujah. Amen. But you see, if that physical demonstration is all that you've got, that puts you on a roller coaster ride. Up and down. Up and down. Come on, somebody say amen. That's why, amen, we have some people that are discouraged and then they're encouraged. They're discouraged and then they're encouraged. Boy, I'm doing all right this morning. Amen, they're living for and on their emotions. Amen, but did you know the Bible said that the just shall live by faith? We don't walk by sight. Praise God, we walk by faith. It's our faith that keeps us steady in the boat. Glory to God, help me here. Amen. Oh, whether I feel good or whether I feel bad. I thought he was going to get off on my subject this morning. Whether I feel good or whether I feel bad, I'm still saved. Whether I'm sick or whether I'm well, I'm still saved. Amen. Come on here. Whether things are going good today or whether they're going horrible, I'm still saved. Hallelujah. Whether I've had a bad day or a good day, I'm still saved. Whether the devil has tempted me today, amen or not, I'm still saved. Providing you don't yield to temptation. Hallelujah. Come on here. Hey, I talked yesterday for just a moment or two, amen, about peer pressure. Let me just say that. Let me just insert this in here, amen, this morning in part two. Amen. If you are swayed and moved by peer pressure, you've got the wrong peers. Amen. Come on here. Amen. I have not been tempted to cuss because I don't run with that crowd. Help me here. I'm not tempted to smoke because I don't run with that crowd. Amen. I changed my peers. Hallelujah. Peer pressure will drive you nuts. Amen. If you're running with that crowd, you'll give in and you'll be on that roller coaster ride. And every revival that comes by, you'll pray through. And after the meeting's over, you'll backslide. Amen. Because you're running with the wrong crowd. And you're living a life on just simply your emotions without having a real heartfelt experience with God.
Amen. I'm pastor of a church. I've been pastoring 30 years to the church where I'm at. And I've pastored several churches through the years. And I deal with families. I deal with homes. I deal with children. I deal with mamas and daddies. And every pastor does. Huh? Yeah. And sometimes I see a situation that develops. Amen. In the home, in their... marriage vows are strained. Amen. Because they're living on an emotion rather than a... Are y'all still with me? On their commitment to each other. Help me here. Amen. Somebody said, well, I loved them yesterday because they did good things for me. Done something special for me. Amen. They bought me what I wanted on my birthday or anniversary. Man, it's been a bad day today. I'm not so sure I love them today. Well, let me ask you something. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm in trouble here. I mean, I'm in deep trouble right now.
Amen. What happens if that spouse of yours happens to forget your anniversary? Or your birthday. Come on here. Do you still love them now? Help me now. Come on here. Amen. We are living on a roller coaster of emotions in the family life as well as in the church world. Amen. As long as things are going along smooth and great and wonderful and he's doing great things and she's fixing the meals like he wants and she's done everything good, it's all right. Amen. But just wait. Amen. Things don't always work just right. Sometimes you go to the breakfast table and the toast is burnt. And eggs look like they've been embroidered. Amen. The biscuit's so hard it could kill a dog if you hit him in the head. Amen. Help me here. Ah, do you still love her? Come on here. Come on here. And you would be surprised at the foolish things that causes trouble in a home. I knew years ago, Brother Dalton, I knew a couple that divorced, that got a divorce simply because it started, amen, because he never did put the cap back on the toothpaste. Help me here. They were simply living on an emotion. If everything was sweet and wonderful and going well, amen. My Lord, couldn't you put the top back on the toothpaste if you really loved him? If he left it off, put it back on there. Isn't that worth keeping your home together? Come on, somebody say amen. I lost you on that shuffle. Praise God. But we are a generation that's simply living on the surface, amen, in life. On emotions. Amen. A roller coaster ride. Amen. When that happens, amen, that's the reason we've got so many divorces in the church world. It's a sad day in the Holiness Church that we've got more immorality than what the world does out there. Come on here. Come on here. I felt a cold spirit come up here right then. If you'll send that back up here, I'd like to know where that come from. I'll put the radar beam right back on it and see where it come from. Amen. I want to tell you, we have a generation on our hands, amen, that changes companions almost like they change socks. Help me here. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Everything's not going to go just right all the time. I remember years ago when I was a young preacher, I pastored a church in West Oklahoma. Amen. We had some friends of ours that they were young too at that time, and they were called to pastor a church in Kansas. They were just a young couple, hadn't been married too long. Amen. I'm trying to think of their name. My wife might remember the names. But they got up there, and things wasn't going too smooth, and they had a few problems and disagreements and are you still with me? Amen. A few arguments, and she just went in the bedroom, grabbed out her suitcase. He must start throwing her clothes in it. He come in there, said, "Where are you going?" She said, "I'm going home to Mama, back to Oklahoma." Amen. He reached under the bed, pulled his suitcase out on the other side of the bed, started throwing his stuff in his suitcase. She looked across the bed and she said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to Oklahoma where your mama is." "If you're going to Mama, I'm going to Mama." Praise God. Well, they got to laughing at each other. Amen. And got it fixed up and they stayed together. And amen. Done a good work for the Lord. But I want to tell you, if all you've got is an emotion and a feeling, come on here.
amen, and in saturation with one another, when the test comes, when the trial comes, when the opposition comes, amen, you fall out. Somebody say amen. If you're living on a roller coaster ride of emotions, amen, in your marriage, amen, the test will come, the crisis will come, the disagreements will come, amen, and you'll split the blanket and leave your children at the mercy of grandparents of the divorce courts.
Well, it's Sunday. God bless Sunday. Glory to God. I'm having a wonderful time going to heaven. Man, man, man. But Monday's coming. And Tuesday's coming. And Wednesday's coming. And Thursday's coming. And Friday's coming. Amen. Things get upside down. Crossways. There's a crisis. There's a disagreement. Come on here. There's an argument. Whoo, I'm in trouble this morning. Amen. Where did that love go? Where did that emotion go? What happened to that emotion when we had on Sunday? Amen. What we had on Sunday and that glory that we felt on Sunday and we shouted. Amen. When we felt good and everything was so high. Amen. But now it's not Sunday and things are not going so good. And I'm down. I've had people to testify in church that made me so aggravated as the pastor. Amen. They said, y'all pray for me. I'm down. I'm discouraged. I don't know whether I'm coming back to church again. Amen. They're living only on an emotion. I want to talk to you this morning. Amen. All over again. If the Lord will help me. Amen. It's Sunday. Amen. You felt good. But now it's Saturday. Amen. Things are backwards. Y'all pray for me. I'm really down. Amen. I want to tell you, you're living only on an emotion. That's the reason we got backsliders in the church. That's the reason. Come on here. That's the reason people get cold in their soul. That's the reason, amen, we got people that, amen, are more out than they are in. That's the reason we got some folks that's living, amen, in the doorway or on the windowsill, and they're about to fall out. It's because the blessings are not there, and they've only lived on their emotions. Amen. That's the reason we got so much troubles in people's homes. Church is tossed to and fro, and saints of God, amen, are aggravated at each other, and their attitude is rotten. Come on here. Don't fall out with me here. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Amen. Sometimes our young people at our home church goes to youth camp. And I love youth camps. I think it's the greatest thing in the world for young people. Y'all stay with me. Amen. They'll come back to the home church and, amen, all enthused. And I thank God for that. I'm not trying to... Are y'all still here? I'm not trying to minimize that. I want them enthused. I want them to stay enthused. Amen. And somebody get up and say, attitude check. And everybody, all of them, jump up and say, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Something. You know, that's good. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that's all they got, they won't be in long. Whew. Those emotions, if you live on them, will destroy you spiritually. It'll destroy your home. Amen. It'll destroy your relationship with God. When things are good and you're happy and on cloud nine, you've got the victory. Amen. But when you go through a dry spell, or you're down in the valley, I want the Lord to help me here this morning. I'm probably going to have to wind up a part three tomorrow. Amen. When you're on a dry spell or in the valley or wind up in a spiritual desert and you haven't felt God's power in a while. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Now what you going to do? Amen. If you're just living on your emotions, amen, you'll not last long. Help me here. If that's all you're living on, if that's all you're there for,
amen, is to have your emotions touched and stirred, and amen. But when you get in a dry spell, you're down and you're out, and you don't go to church, and you don't pray, and you don't feel like reading the Bible, amen, you don't want anybody, amen, to see you, and you don't want anybody to talk to you, and you get depressed, amen, you just want to crawl in a hole somewhere and hide, amen, you're living on a roller coaster ride, amen, and you're down, and that's when the devil attacks you, and that's when temptation comes, and that's when trouble comes, amen, and that's when the devil does his heyday, amen, work in your life.
Amen. Now, I'm about ready to go somewhere else with it in just a minute. The blessing is independent of emotions. Really. Amen. If you shout or not, it don't make any difference. The blessing will still be there. Huh? Somebody say amen. Now I want to tell you. Woo! I just got to get this in here this morning. Amen. You cannot afford the luxury of hurt feelings if you're going to be working for God. Those hurt feelings will quickly run into bitterness. Amen. And bitterness and hurt feelings is an emotion that will put you on a downward spiral. Help me here. Just recently, I read about a man by the name of Nelson Mandela. Has anybody here heard of Nelson Mandela? He eventually became the prime minister or president of South Africa. Amen. But Nelson Mandela was a political prisoner for 26 years. He was in prison for 26 years. Sometimes, amen, they took him out and made him do hard labor. Come on here. 26 years. Amen. Sometimes it was in solitary confinement. Sometimes, amen, it was torture. For 26 years, Nelson Mandela was in prison. Amen. For political reasons only. Come on, y'all stay with me. He said, when I got out of prison, he said, I was bitter. I was resentful. Amen. Come on, wake up here. Amen. There was a hard, hurt feeling inside of me that I wanted to get even. And I wanted to make my captors. Amen. Come on, y'all stay with me. Amen. I wanted them to suffer like I suffered. And if I ever got the chance, I'd put them in the same condition I was. But he said, one day I woke up and realized, amen, that emotion and that feeling was hurting nobody but me. I couldn't help my country. He said I couldn't help my family. I couldn't help anybody else. I was eat up with resentment and bitterness. And he said I determined I was going to get over that. Come on here. He said this, and if you can't remember it, write it down. Amen. It's so good. He said resentment and bitterness, amen, is like drinking poison and waiting for it to kill your enemy. Woo! Glory to God. I want to tell you, if you're just living, amen, on emotions, anger, amen, would drive you nuts. Hurt feelings, amen, would take you away from the presence of God. Bitterness and resentment will put you on a downward spiral. Amen. And you'll never have any victory with God until you get over top of it. Amen. And you be determined you're going to do what's right no matter what comes or goes. It's amazing. Woo! I'm feeling better. It's amazing what people get hurt over. It's your job to mow the grass at the campground or at the church. Come on here. But things happened and didn't work out to where you could get it mowed this week.
Amen. And the pastor or the chairman comes and says something to you about it. And all of a sudden, something rises up inside of you. Come on here, come on here, come on here. Amen. It's an emotion in response to what's been said. Or if you're supposed to keep the flower bed at the church, amen, and the hedges are trimmed, and something happens, come on here, and you got all of it done except one bush, amen, and you didn't get that bush trimmed and hedge trimmed, amen, somebody comes along and said, is that the best you can do? And something stands up inside of you and said, well, bless God, do it yourself. Now, this is just practical stuff. Been there, huh? I heard that. Glory to God. But I want to tell you, that's emotions. Amen. Emotions is destructive to your spiritual walk with God. You cannot allow yourself to get in that condition of emotions. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Great God. Amen. Get off the roller coaster. Amen. Make a commitment to serve God. No matter what comes or goes. Amen. Do what's right. Now, I want to get on with this morning. Let's deal with another subject that everybody likes to hear. Love. Well, now. Come on here. Amen. There are a lot of things that our emotions respond to. It's not your emotions that is the problem. Amen. It's the thing that happened that caused those emotions. Now, these days, everybody likes to talk about love. Love. We talk about love so much, amen, until we have distorted the subject. We've twisted it. And this generation thinks, man. Whenever you mention the word love, they think about hugs and kisses, amen, and sexual desires. And we have twisted and warped, amen, the word love until it's totally, amen, out of context with what is right. Somebody say amen. But you need to be careful. Come on here. Human love. Woo! Human love. Natural love. Amen. Is an emotional or an emotion in the natural sense. Natural. Human love. Hey man, come on, stay with me here. It's easy to love someone when they're doing nice things for you. But when they quit doing good things for you, hey man, help me here. How much do you love them now? Great God, help me now. Hey man, that's the natural or human, hey man, love. And it's, hey man, it goes up. And it goes down. Amen. If you buy her a new dress, she loves you. If you give her $100 to go shopping, then you're the greatest man I ever seen. Amen. Come on here. But now, suppose that things are tight financially and you can't provide, amen, all the things that she wants. How much does she love you now? Come on here. There's been times in our marriage of me and my wife. My wife loves me. She does good things for me. Come on here. But there were times when I could not provide and give her things that her daddy gave her. Help me here. I lost some of you right there. She could have broke my spirit. She could have sent me downward on a spiral. She could have said, hey man, I never had to put up with this when I was home. She could have, come on, y'all stay with me. She could have said, hey man, I had all the food I ever wanted when I was home. Daddy saw to it. We might not have had a lot of things, but we always had good food. lots of food on the table, and here I married you. Amen. Help me here. On our first anniversary, anniversary one, we'll soon have 50. Praise God. On our anniversary one, amen, first year was married, amen, I couldn't afford but nothing for, but a hamburger. And we went down and got a hamburger and cut it in half. Amen. And she ate half and I ate half. Hey, but we had each other. And she could have said, hey man, I got ham at my daddy's house. Hey man, I've got fried taters at daddy's house. Hey man, but you see, hey man, she married me for better or for worse.
I gotta hurry up here. Man.
Spiritual, scriptural love. It's not an emotion.
It is a fruit of the Spirit. Irrespective of whether I'm treated well, amen, by somebody, the fruit of the Spirit still loves them. I had a friend for life. He's dead. I preached his funeral. Some of you folks know Brother Jim Powers. Or knew him. Amen. Great man. I love Brother Jim Powers. We talked to each other on the phone on a pretty regular basis. Sometimes every day, every other day, or whatever. Whenever we could get time. We were friends. I mean, we were friends, Brother Dalton, for 45 years. An unbroken friendship. That's wonderful. To me, it was wonderful. Unbroken friendship for 45 years. Praise God. Now, did we agree on everything? Oh, no. Never. Help me here. I'm going to lose some of you before I get through here this morning. Did we see everything just alike? No. Amen. Did we even see some issues just alike? No. Amen. But we determined early in our life as friends that we would not let any of our differences break our fellowship and our friendship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Now I want to tell you can love somebody if you want to. Hallelujah. I was driving back from Ohio meeting. I believe, I'm not positive sure, but it's been many years ago. Amen. From Roberts Road there at Franklin, Ohio. Amen. I preached a meeting there. It's been many, many years ago. I preached that meeting for 9 years. Amen. That poor folks. Amen. They just felt sorry for me. Amen. And I was on the way back. I preached and closed the meeting on late on Friday night, and I was driving all night long to get back home. I had some things to do the next day, and driving all night, I turned the radio on to try to find something to keep me awake, some news or something decent that you could, y'all listen to me, listen to, and don't listen to everything you hear on the radio. Don't listen to all the gospel preachers that's on the radio. I lost you there. But I found this religious station somewhere there in Ohio while I was traveling, going to Columbus area. Amen. I turned it on, and this guy was talking on this religious program, and he said something that when he first said it, I had questions about it. I didn't know whether he's really right or not. Amen. And I thought about that all the way home. That kept me awake. Amen. Just that one thing he said kept me awake all the way home. Amen. He said, you love whom you will to love. Come on here. You love whom you will to love. Our first inclination was, that ain't right. But the more I thought about it, Amen. And about 10 hours later, by the time I got home, I said, he's right. You love whom you will to love. I'm going to love him in spite of the difference between him. I'm going to love that church if they never shake hands with me. Praise God. Amen. Help me here. I'm going to church there if nobody ever speaks to me. That's my church. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to the house of God whether I feel good in there or not, because it's God's house. Hey, 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 somebody say amen. You love whom you will to love. God's love, agape love, not natural love, not human love, but God's love is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And it acts, amen, irrespective, come on here, or regardless of what the conditions are, amen, you still love because it's part of God. The fruit of the Spirit still loves them. There is an emotional side in the human nature of man's makeup. If you let that rule your life, you'll constantly be up and down. It all depends on what is happening at the time. Your responding, your action depends on what's happening at the time. If the happening is good, man, it's wonderful. You're all smiles. But if the happening is bad or sad, amen, you're sad. And you get mad because you're living on that emotion. Come on here. Amen. Amen. In the spiritual and scriptural context, love is a fruit of the Spirit that operates and should be in existence. Amen. And shows itself regardless of what's happening. Too many of us are like a thermostat. If the atmosphere in the room, amen, is up, then we're up. If it's cold, we're down. Come on here. We got a church full these days of thermostats. They're up and they're down. They're up, they're down. They're hot and they're cold. Amen. But what we need to be is spiritual thermostats. And we set the temperature. Amen. And we bring everything in the room to meet the temple. And our attitude toward the work of God will depend, come on here, upon your own actions and your own response, amen, to what's happening around you. Amen. You can make things better if you want to make things better.
Now, let me get a little closer to us today. Your walk with God should not be based on highs and lows, but rather on a commitment and dedication. We have a Christian school at home. We got a precious lady in our school. She's been teaching kindergarten for years and years. She is a superb kindergarten teacher. When those kids come out of kindergarten, they are reading. Praise God. Amen. I heard President Bush in his first term. Amen. He was talking about education, and he said he wanted the public school system that when children come out of the third grade to be able to read. Third grade. Man, I said, what happened to kindergarten, first and second? When those kids in our Christian school come out of kindergarten, they're reading. She is a superb teacher. We'd gone to, I think it was Williamsburg one time, on an ACE workshop, fall convention. Amen. And she said something I've never forgotten. I've handed it down, amen, ever since then to others. And we got to talking about the relationship between a husband and wife. And are y'all still here? And the Bible typifies the relationship between Christ and His church as that of the husband and wife. Somebody say amen here. And we got talking about on the trip back in our church van about the relationship between husband and wife in the home. And there will be times when your relationship is tried and that relationship is tested, whether or not you really stay together. Amen. Come on, come on. There will be times when you wonder, when you wonder, when you wonder, amen, if you really do love that husband, or really do love that wife. Now, I've talked to folks through the years, and I had one feller say to me one time, said, I just married her out of infatuation. I really didn't love her. I said, after you take that marriage vow, you learn to love her. Come on here. You learn. You mean, Brother Savage, you can learn to love somebody? Yeah, you can. Don't tell me you can't. I know better. Amen. You can learn to love. You love whom you will to love. Come on here. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Amen. And she said, when love quits, she's talking about human love, natural love. When love quits, commitment takes over till love returns. Man, man, that was good. I've used it I don't know how many times through the years. Amen. When love quits, that emotion, come on here, that feeling, amen, the hugs and kisses, when love quits, commitment takes over. Amen. If you can stay with it, amen, through the thick and the thin, through obstacles, through troubles and trials, amen, that feeling and that emotion is going to return after a while. But you got to stick it out. Somebody say amen. I was talking to a family here. It's been a while ago now. They were having trouble in their home, and between a man and a woman. And I mean, there was serious trouble. There'd been times that me and my wife had been to their house and spent hours and hours talking to them, counseling with them, praying with them. Amen. Help me here. And this woman said, I just don't love him anymore. I mean, they was having troubles. Boy, it's got quiet in here. She said, I just don't love him anymore. I said, well, now you probably got a better answer than what I had. I'll tell you what I told him. I said, do you want to be right with God and go to heaven when you die? She said, why, sure. Come on here, come on here, come on here. Woo! Amen. She said, why, sure I do. Everybody wants to die and go to heaven when they die. Amen. Then I said, If you're going to be right with God, and you want to go to heaven when you die, amen, your love, come on here, you must allow love to begin somewhere, amen, on some level. It's got to start somewhere. Amen. I said, now, amen, there's got to be a starting place. If you want to be right with God, now if you don't want to be right with God and die and go to hell, amen, go ahead. Amen, don't matter no how. Amen, you'll split hell wide open, but if you want to be right with God and you want to go to heaven when you die, I said, love has got to start on some level. She said, well, I just don't love him as my husband. Then I said, you've got to start on some level. The Bible said, come on here. The Bible said, love your enemies. Is he your enemy? Just about. I lost you right there. Amen. Then I said, you've got to start on some level. To be right with God, you've got to start on some level. Love him as an enemy. Come on here. Love, God's love is a fruit of the Spirit, irrespective of what goes on and is happening. I said, love him as your enemy. And the Bible said, love your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you. Hallelujah. You got to love your enemy. I was talking to one lady, and this has been years ago, not the same woman. Amen. She was talking about, her husband was unsaved and needed to be saved, and he is giving her a hard time. Amen. And I mean really, really giving her a hard time. And the preacher said to this woman, have you tried heaping coals of fire on his head? Y'all heard that expression? Amen. That means doing good to him. Amen. Have you tried heaping coals of fire on his head? She said, no, I haven't tried that, but I tried the frying pan, and that don't work. No wonder he's unsaved. I'm talking about emotions. You got to start somewhere on some level. And if you can't love him as your husband, then love him as your enemy. Do good to him. Cook him what he likes. But I don't want to do that. Do it anyhow. Come on here. Come on here. I lost you. Hey, Ben, cook him his favorite meal. Praise God. Hey, but he don't deserve it. Do it anyhow. Do good to him. He's your enemy. Do good to him. And I said, when you get to where, help me, Lord. When you get to where you can do good to him as your enemy, then God will help you to get to the next level of love. Love your neighbor as thyself. That's the next level. Amen. Amen. Love your neighbor. Amen. You couldn't love him as a husband, but you can start on the level of enemy. And you do good enough times, and after a while, he's not near as, amen, bad as that rascal you thought he was. Amen. He's treating you a little better. He's acting a little better. Amen. His attitude toward you getting better. Amen. And after a while, amen, you start loving him as your neighbor. Amen. He's not such a bad guy. Amen. I used to think he is ugly, but he's getting better looking all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. How come? Because you are living, amen, your life in the light of God's Word. Amen. And your, amen, though your emotions, amen, though that's been tried and tested, now you've got into the principle of God's love and the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And God's helping you, amen, not just to love him as an enemy, but to love him as your neighbor. And when you get to where you can love him as your neighbor, hey, come on here. After a while, that love as a neighbor, amen, you get to courting him again. Making eyes at him again. I lost some of you on that shuffle. And before long, you'll find yourself loving him again like you did when you first got married. Man, man, man. Lord of mercy, times flew by. Amen. Help me here. That emotion in the natural sense is high. But when the love starts growing cold and going down in the valley of trial, when love quits, commitment takes over. Now, commitment, help me, Lord. Y'all deserve better preaching than what you're getting this morning. Commitment is the bridge that goes from this mountain peak of love's high to the other mountain peak of love's high. And it spans the gorge, amen, to where your relationship is not broken or hindered. Amen. Because you're on a low and you're in the valley and you're strained. But commitment, come on here, spans that gorge and is the bridge, praise God. And commitment and dedication keeps you on an even keel. And your relationship with God goes right on anyhow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Worldly-minded, great God, help me here. Worldly-minded Christians go up and down. Carnal-minded Christians go up and down. Emotional people go up and down. But because you have a commitment, your relationship, amen, is on an interstate highway of God's fruit of the Spirit, which is love, and it keeps you going evenly for God. Coming out here. And I've been across that bridge many times on Interstate 64 in West Virginia. How many of you ever been across Interstate 64 in West Virginia? I mean, there's big mountains over there. I mean, there's big mountains over there in West Virginia. Whew! I crossed the bridge, and I've been across it several times. I couldn't remember the name of it till coming this time out through there. And we got approaching that bridge, and I said to my wife, I said, what is the name of that bridge? I want to remember it. And she read it off and wrote it down. Amen. Phil McDonald's Memorial Bridge. It spans a gorge in West Virginia on Interstate 64. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet down to the bottom where there's a little river flowing. Small river. I mean, it's so high. I don't know how they even built it. I mean, that is an engineering feat, an accomplishment. It's so high that once a year they have a festival there. Amen. And guys come with parachutes. Amen. And they jump off that bridge and parachute all the way down to the bottom of that gorge. That's how high it is. Help me here. Amen. Man, man, I don't want that bridge to go out while I'm on it. I want it. I mean, it's a long ways down. Hey! Amen. But if your commitment with God is what it ought to be, amen, when your emotions is up or down, amen, glory to God, your commitment will bridge the gorge, amen, and cross the river, amen, and you'll stay on an even keel with God, amen, and your experience with God will not be affected, amen, because you've got a commitment. You're going to go to church. Come on, somebody say amen. If you allow it, your emotions will drive you crazy. Amen. If there is something that will keep you nailed to the cross. Amen. And that is, amen, the Spirit of God's love. Agape love. Amen. And your commitment to the Lord. When the rest of the people are going down. Amen. You can just sail right across. Glory to God. Amen. Unaffected by the gorge and the raging waters below in the valley, because you have a commitment and a dedication that keeps you going for God on the interstate of God's grace.
Amen. Come on here. I want to tell you, God help us. Amen. To quit living on our emotions. And emotions are not wrong. Emotions are not wrong, and I'd like to get to that maybe tomorrow. Amen. Emotions are a wonderful thing, but don't live on it, and don't live for it. You have a relationship with God that'll keep you going in spite of things that are happening in life.
The blessing, and I'm getting ready to quit. The blessing will bring an emotion. It was God's awesome, mighty, powerful presence that caused the people to shout and fall on their faces. If God comes down in this service tonight like He did last night, or yesterday afternoon when Sister Bessie got to testifying and singing, if that glory from another world, amen, touches our hearts, amen, it's not wrong to shout. It's not wrong to run. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. It's not wrong to lift your hands. It's not wrong to say, I'm saved. Amen. It's not wrong to rejoice in the God of our salvation. Amen. Because the blessing's here. Amen. The emotion is not the blessing. And the emotion won't bring the blessing. But the blessing will bring the emotion. I'm closing. I ain't through. Ralph Cox was here. He said, I'm not out of stuff. I'm just out of time. Amen. We don't know anything about the physical appearance of Jesus Christ while He is here on earth in His earthly ministry. We don't know whether they had brown eyes or blue eyes. We don't know whether they had brown hair, black hair. Who else still with me? Or red hair. You mean, Brother Savage? It's possible. Oh, yeah. David was ruddy complexion. And all we can find about him, he's probably red-headed. I had a guide in Israel 1 year, years ago now. Amen. He was a redhead. Red as red could be. But he was a Jew. And he could trace his genealogy back. Praise God. We don't know anything about his personal appearance. We don't know whether he is, amen, 4'11" or 6'1". We don't know what size shoe he wore or sandals. Amen. We don't know what size coat or robe he wore. We don't know how long his arms were. Are y'all still with me? In the physical and natural sense. Come on. It's a good thing we don't. Because if we found out he had blue eyes, amen, there'd be more people going to the eye doctor trying to get their eyes blue when they're black or brown or green. Amen. If we knew he, come on, we knew he had red hair. Amen. Everybody be wanting to dye the hair red so they could be like Christ. We don't know anything about his physical appearance, but we know about his character. Hallelujah. I said we know about his character. Amen. To be like Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. To love like Jesus. To serve like Jesus. To be like Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what we ought to strive for. Amen. Not the roller coaster. Amen. Of up and downs and emotions. But I want to be like Jesus Christ. They were first called Christians at Antioch. Amen. Because they lived like Jesus. They acted like Jesus. They talked like Jesus. They walked like Christ. And that ought to be our desire in our day. To be like Jesus. That's all I ask. To be like Him. And I'm in overtime this morning. But we need to pattern our life after Him. We're living in a generation in our church in America right now that allows other people to set the pattern of how we live. If so-and-so goes to church and says they're a Christian and play cards, we play cards. Come on here. If other people... Come on. If other people dress immodest... I'm getting ready to come on down here. I'm in overtime. I know I am, but that's all right. Amen. Dinner, wait till you get there. It'll still be hot. Amen. If other people say they're holiness or they're Pentecost, amen, and they'll go to such and such a church and they're going to heaven and they dress immodest, amen, we find our own church people following the pattern that they have set. And our own holiness people are doing things now and going places now and acting in ways that 25 years ago you could not have given them enough money, amen, and paid them to do it. It's because now they have lost their commitment to Christ. Wow. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. I wished I could remember the words to that old song. That's all I ask. To be like Him. Down through life's journey. From here to glory. All I ask is to be like Him. Amen. Brother Joey, could you just come and sing that chorus? Trish, amen. Hallelujah. How many would like to be more like Jesus? Now, listen to me this morning. You probably deserve better preaching than what you've been getting out of these morning services. But in morning services, amen, I like to deal with things that's in everyday practical living. And it'll help us to be more like Jesus. Sing.
To be